Good morning.
早晨好。
Good morning.
Glad to see you all here.
很高兴看到大家。
We are partway through what we are looking at, knowing ourselves.
我们讲了一部分就是认识我们自己。
I told you when we started this, John Calvin said there are two things we must know if we will be wise.
约翰加尔文说有两件事情让我们知道我们是否有智慧。
True wisdom, he says, is knowing God.
真正的智慧包含认识神。
And knowing ourselves.
认识我们自己。
Charles Wesley wrote a hymn.
约翰·卫斯理写了一个赞美诗。
And one line in the hymn I love very much, it's a prayer.
我非常喜欢他这个赞美诗中的一句，那是一个祷告。
Praise this.
他的祷告是这样的。
Give us the knowledge of our sickness.
求你让我们知道我们的病，我们。
And give us the knowledge of the cure.
也让我们知道如何得医治。
If you are sick and you go to the doctor,
如果你去看医生，
he really cannot give you good news until he has given you the bad news of what's wrong with you.
在他给你好消息之前，他必须先给你个坏消息，让你知道说你有什么不对。
You have to know the sickness.Before you can find the cure.
在你得到这个治疗方法之前，你必须得先他先要告诉你到底得了什么病。
And many times we don't really want to know the sickness.
很多时候我们不想知道自己病了。
For 30 years I taught piano in a college.
我有30年在大学里教钢琴。
And our students came mostly from small towns in Indiana and, you know, Midwest.
我的很多绝大部分学生是来自中西部的，像印第安纳的这些州。
And most of the time, the ones who came and studied piano back home, they were the best pianist in their little church.
那很多这些学生呢，在他们家乡呢，在他们小教会里，他们都是这个最好的，弹的最好的。
So for you know years, they had been told, "Oh, you're wonderful, you're wonderful."
所以呢，很多年他们都被别人说你真是好棒啊，弹的真好。
The college recruiter had heard them and said, "Oh, you're great. We'll give you a scholarship."
然后大学招生的人听到他们就说，哎，来我们学校吧，我们给你奖学金。
And now they come to their first lesson.
现在他们来上课了。
And the first thing we had to do was to find the sickness.
但是呢，上课的第一件事情呢，就是要知道他们到底有什么错。
The problems.
问题就在于。
If you keep doing this. 30 years from now, you'll have carpal tunnel syndrome.
但是呢，如果你就是他这个问题，他如果继续这样谈下去，他的那个就会那个手腕腕管综合症。
If you don't change this, this is what will be wrong with your playing.
如果你不改变这个的话，那你弹的时候就总会有这个毛病。
And for some students,
有些学生
，that was just unbearable.
对他们来讲，简直受不了。
And after 2 weeks, they would quit.
然后就上两星期课，他们就不弹了。
Because they wanted everything to be perfect.
因为他们希望每件事情都是完美无缺的。
And they did not want a diagnosis of a problem.
所以他们不想一个说我有问题，我有这个疾病的这样一个诊断。
But for those who would tolerate the diagnosis.
但是对于那些能够接受、能够忍受这个诊断的学生来讲。
Then we could begin working on the cure. Here are the steps to take.
然后我们这时候就开始可以采取帮助他们治疗、帮助他们提高的地步了。
So we've been looking at the diagnosis.
所以现在我们来看这个诊断。
I'm going to look more at that today.
我们今天会看更多。
And then we're going to begin looking at the cure.
然后我们今天就来看这个帮助他们的治疗方法诊断。
And as I told you, if you're here for the diagnosis, make sure you come for the cure. Otherwise, it's very discouraging.
如果呢，你想说，你想要知道说到什么能够帮助你更好，请今天你只听到了诊断，请你后面一定要接着来，不然你只就会觉得很沮丧。
We looked at the truth that after the new birth, we begin to recognize.Our deep-rooted self-centeredness.
就是在我们信主之后，我们就开始知道、认识到我们里边有一种根深蒂固的自我。
As unbelievers,
作为一个不信主的人
，most of us didn't really realize how self-centered we were, or we didn't care if we did.
我们都不在意说自己有多么的 就是自我中心，或者我们觉得每个人都这样啊。
We were the center of our world, and we were happy with it being that way.
然后我们就是这个自我世界的中心，我们也很高兴是这样的。
But as when we become a believer,
但是当我们一旦信主之后
，we begin to realize how self-centered we are thinking.
往上 ，please put up down. Yeah, 我们就知道我们有多么的自我中心。
And we begin to realize that self-centeredness limits our spiritual growth.
我们那个自我中心就会限制我们的属灵的成长。
The great enemy of spiritual formation is this.Self-centeredness.
我们那个灵命塑造的一个最大的敌人就是我们的自我中心。
This morning early, I read something that reminded me again of why this is true.
今天早上我读到一些东西，就再次提醒我为什么讲的这些都是真实的。
Paul writing in Philippians is saying to them, "Be like Christ."
保罗在腓立比书告诉这些基督徒，你们要像基督。
Have the mind that Christ.
要有以基督的心为心。
And all that he talks about there is of Christ pouring himself out for us.
他在里面所谈到就是主耶稣把他自己倾倒，为了我们把自己给出去，把自己倾倒出来。
He was God.
他是神。
But he emptied himself of all of those privileges to become one of us.
他却虚空把自己倒空，让他成为我们中的一员。
That shows us one of the characteristics of God.
那个就显示了神的特性中的一部分，一种神的一个属性。
A sacrificing love.
就是一种牺牲的爱。
Our English translations, most of them say, though he was God, he became one of us.
那个英文的这个翻译成就是说，他原本是神，但他却成了我们中的一员。
And this morning as I was reading and studying that, I saw it can be translated, because he was God, he emptied himself and became one of us.
然后今天早上我在读，我就想说，我们也可以翻译成，就是说，因为他是神，所以他倒空自己，成为我们中的一员。
In other words, one of the characteristics of God is a self-sacrificing love.
所以呢，神的属性，它的特性中的一点就是，它有一种自我牺牲，因为爱，它能够自我牺牲。
So then, do you see why I say that self-centeredness stands in the way of becoming more like God?
所以你知道吗？这个让我们就是更像神的中间一个最大的障碍，很大的障碍就是自我中心。
Because self-centeredness is the opposite of self-sacrificing.
因为自我中心就是自我牺牲的反面。
And so we cannot grow in His image until we deal with this.
直到我们把这个处理掉，我们是没有办法就是更像基督的。
I ended last week by asking you some questions.
上个星期呢，我有问大家一些问题。
And what those questions are looking at? Is,
那个
Who is the center of my life?
这个问题就让你问你，就是说谁是我？这个事业做中心，谁是这个中心呢
？You see, for each of us, this self-centeredness appears in different ways.
对我们每个人，我们那个自我中心表现的形式都是不同的。
For some, it is a desire for self-gratification. I want to please and satisfy myself apart from what honors and glorifies God.
对有些人来讲，这就是自我满足，就是我想要，就是除开神，不要神做我的中心，我要让别人。
And before I even go through these, let me say one thing about these that makes it so difficult to diagnose our disease.
就是为什么诊断我们自我的疾病是很困难的原因就在于
Most of these are not deliberate decisions.
这很多的这些事情呢，不是我们一个很有意思的一个故意的决定。
As believers, I'm not talking about unbelievers, but as believers, we don't make a decision, I'm going to satisfy myself rather than please God.
我们作为信主的人，我们不会说就很有意思的做个决定说我要满足我自己，不是去满足，而不是去满足神，我们不会做这样的决定。
Instead, these things are just so natural to us that we don't even see it.
这些事情呢，就是满足自我呢，对我们来讲是很自然而然的事情，我们自己都甚至看不到。
And so back to the prayer that I've been reading each week from Psalms.
所以呢，就回到我每个星期在读从诗篇里来的那个祷告。
David prays, "Search me, O God, and know my heart."
说神啊，求你鉴察我，认识我。
Try me, know my thoughts.
他说试炼我，知道我的心思。
See if there be any way in me that causes you pain.
是不是让我里面有没有什么恶行？
And then lead me in the way everlasting.
就是引导我走永生的义路。
David knows that left to himself, he won't even see this self-centeredness.
大卫知道，如果就任凭他自己，他甚至都看不到里他自己里面的那个自我中心。
And so as I read this list, don't think.Well, that's not me. I haven't decided to be like that.
你要读的时候说，哦，那个不是我，我从来没有决定要这样子。
None of us have decided to be like this.
没有一个人决定说我们要这样自我中心。
Instead, it is born in us, and this is the way we simply live our life to where we don't see it, unless God's Spirit reveals it to us.
对我们生来就是这样，对我们来讲很自然而然，除非神的灵向我们显示，我们自己都是看不到这一点的。
The other thing that makes it dangerous, these things dangerous, is they can be very religious.
然后呢，另外一个很危险的地方就在于这些事情可以，变得你可以很宗教化。
I read to you last week from Galatians 5.
上个星期我们读到加拉太书第五章。
And some of those sins look like sins.
有些罪呢看起来像罪。
If you're worshiping an idol,
如果你去拜偶像的话。
If you're murdering,
如果你杀人。
If you're robbing, that looks like sin.
那你如果去抢劫的，当然看起来就像罪。
But divisiveness doesn't always look like sin.
但是呢，这有的时候并不这种并不总是看起来像罪。
In fact, it can look very, very spiritual.
有的时候呢，这些罪看起来好像很属灵。
You see, Brother Charlie,
比如说,
you are wrong about this.
你这件事情呢,
And because of my spiritual concern for you, I'm going to cut you off.
因为我很在意你的属灵情况, 所以我要把你斩, 把你给挪出去。
And I can say it in a way that I really think I am standing for truth.
你可以说的自己感觉我真的在为真理而站立。
Right?
对不对?
By the way, you're not wrong about that.
你没那样做。
I did that at church once and someone called me the next week. What did he do?
然后有拿一个例子做例子，第二天就有人给我打电话说那人干啥了。
The self-centered sin in us
那个自我中心那个在我们里面的罪
can feel even to us as very spiritual.
对我们自己来感受都觉得哇好属灵啊。
So, self-gratification, seeking what satisfies me apart from honoring God.
所以呢这个自我满足呢就是寻求就是想要不是说是去荣耀神而是想要来满足我自己。
And that can be even in a religious activity.
即使是在一个就是一个有信仰的有宗教的一个活动场所活动当中。
Self-promotion.
就自我抬高。
Seeking honor from men rather than honor.
就是寻求人的这个肯定跟人的这个荣耀而不是神的尊荣。
Jesus gives us an example of that in Matthew 6.
主耶稣在马太福音第六章给了我们这么一个例子。
Imagine...That someone were to say to you,
想象一下有个人对你说
Ah, you are fasting.
哦，你在禁食啊。
And God were to say, Yes, you're fasting for a desire for self-promotion.
但是神说的，你这个禁食的目的呢，是为了一个自我抬高的一个心意。
And you say, God, that's all right.
你说神，那不是那样的。
Did you hear what I said? I'm praying and fasting. That's spiritual.
神啊，你听到吗？我在祷告，我在进食，多属灵啊。
Everybody around me knows that's spiritual.
那大家都知道这个进食祷告是属灵的呀。
And Matthew 6, Jesus says that's the problem.
那个马太福音第六章，主耶稣说那个就是问题所在。
You're doing it so everyone around you will know you are spiritual.
你这样做是要让周围的人都知道你挺属灵的。
A good activity.
你是一个很好的一个行为
for the promotion of self
但是目的却是要 抬举自己，抬高自己。
Each of these can be good things.
这个事情本身是好的，
但是 Satan has twisted us for the wrong purpose.
但是呢，那个因为这种疾病呢，因为我们里面的病，就把这个好的行为呢给它扭曲了，是为了一个。你的用意的目的是错的。
I'll use my example, you can fit your own.
我可以用我自己来做例子，你们可以将来来想想自己。
I am not tempted to become addicted to cigarettes.
我不会，我的那个试探呢，不会说我想对抽烟上、香烟上就是上瘾。
Because the smell chokes me.
因为我闻到那个烟味就很难受。
There are certain things that simply are not a temptation to me, not because I am spiritual, but because I just don't like them.
很多有些事情对我来讲根本就不是试探，不是因为我是更属灵，而是因为我不喜欢那些东西。
But there are other things that will be a serious danger.
但是有些事情对我来讲就是一个很严重的危险。
You see, self-promotion can be a very spiritually looking temptation for me.
就是像这种自我的这种抬高高抬自己，对我来讲可以是一个很危险的一个属灵上的试探。
You see, I want to teach well.
你说我很想做一个好老师，我想教
的
很好。
And my goal on a Sunday morning is not, oh, I hope that when people walk out, they look at me and say that was the worst lesson I've ever heard in my life.
我不想别人说早上离开主日学说，哎呦天哪，那是我听到的最糟的上过的最糟糕的主日学。
That was absolutely horrible.
那对我来讲那就太可怕了。
I don't want that.
我不想别人来讲。
And so the temptation to steer what I teach to please man rather than God can become a very religious looking temptation.
所以对我来讲呢，就是说，我就慢慢的转向，就是去讨人的喜悦，而不是讨神的喜悦。这个可以变成一个很危险的一个属灵的上的试探。
And I can go away and pray just like the Pharisee in Luke 11.
我就可以走的离开的时候，就像那个路加福音十一章的法利赛人那样祷告。
Oh, I thank God that I don't do all these other horrible sins.
我感谢神，我没有像做那些可怕的事情。
I thank God that I spent Saturday night reviewing my Sunday school lesson instead of going to a bar.
我感谢神，星期六晚上我就在那儿准备我的主日学的课，而不是说去酒吧。
And inside, something is saying, and you know, I think I wrote a lesson they're going to really like.
然后在我里边觉得，哎呀，我写了一个这个课程，他们肯定特别喜欢。
Without ever asking God, what do you want me to say?
而从来没有说问神说神呢你想让我说什么。
Do you see why I say that these sins are so difficult for us?
你看到了吗？这些罪为什么对我们来讲是很难发现的吗？
Someone wrote, and I think it was Calvin, but I'm not sure.
有一个人写的可能是加尔文。
Some sins are difficult because they are so natural to us that they become invisible.
然后有些罪对我们来讲是很难发现的，因为他们在我们身上是很自然而然的，然后呢我们就甚至都没有看，都意识不到。
Some sins are a danger.
有些罪呢是有危险的。
Because they are so natural to us that they become invisible.
因为它对我们如此的好像自然而然，从我们的一部分，我们甚至看都看不见。
We say, that's just my personality, that's how I am.
你就说我这个个性就是这样啊，我就是这样的人。
If you cross me, I snap at you.
如果你让我生气，那我就肯定会反击。
That's just my personality.
那就是我的个性。
You need to learn to deal with it.
那你就要学习接受。
And so I don't allow God to shape me and change me.
所以我就不允许神来塑造我，改变我。
Because I refuse to recognize the disease.
因为我拒绝曾看到这个罪，看到这个问题。
And I won't take the medicine if I don't think the disease is really a problem.
如果我不觉得我有病的话，我也不会去吃药。
Self-sufficiency.
再一个呢，就是这个自负自满。
The tendency, the desire to trust myself rather than God.
就是要就是相信我自己，就是信靠我自己，而不是信靠神。
My temptation is not to go get drunk, but it is sometimes to throw a computer across.
我的那个试探不是说醉酒，而是真的想抓起这个电脑不工作的时候，真是想把它给扔了。
Self pity.
就是再一个就是自怜。
The feeling that I really deserve better than what I'm getting.
就是我应该得到的处境更好。
That people don't really appreciate the sacrifices I make.
人们都不真的是感激我所做的这些牺牲。
The service that I do.
就是我做了这么多，服侍了这么多。
Self-will.
然后再一个就是自我意志。
Simply, I want my will rather than God's will.
我想要我自己的心意实现，而不是神的旨意。
All of these work from an attitude that sees myself in control.Rather than God in control.
所以这一切呢，都是想要说是I think that's the one we ask you question. 就是说，任性的拒绝神的掌管，就是我想要我自己来掌管，而不是神来掌管。
And as long as we refuse to recognize that,
只要我们不承认这些
we can't change it.
我们就无法更新，无法改变。
And the reason this is so difficult is because it's hard.To recognize even for ourselves.
因为即使要真的认知自我认识自我这个其实是挺困难的
Because we consistently put ourselves in the best light.
因为我们总是把自己放在这个最好的这个光照之下把自己总是想得比较好
When we look at others, we can see the fault in them.
我们看到别人他们的瑕疵他们的毛病我们看得一清二楚
When we look in the mirror,
当我们看到这个镜看照镜子的时候
we don't see it.
我们就看不见了
There was a missionary 200 years ago who went to India
有一个宣教士200年前他去印度
His name was John Hyde
他是约翰海德
John Hyde was a Presbyterian missionary
他是一个长老会的宣教士
And just before he got on the ship to go to India a friend of his family handed him a letter and said on your trip read this letter
然后呢，在他上船之前呢，那他一个家里边的一个就是有一个挺一个朋友呢，就给了他一封信，说你上船之后你读这封信。
John Hyde stuck the letter in his papers.
然后他就把这封信放在他的那个书里边。
Later on board the ship, he opened the letter.
然后呢，他上了船之后呢，就打开这封信。
And this friend wrote for to him.
这个朋友呢，就这么给他写信说。
Complimenting him on his desire to be a missionary.
就是称赞他要做宣教士的这个行为这个心愿。
But then he had a sentence in there that made John Hyde very, very angry.
然后他在里面就写了一句话，让那个约翰海德非常的生气。
I will not cease praying for you until you are completely controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他说我要一直为你祷告，直到你完全被圣灵充满。
John Hyde wrote later in his journal.
他后来这个约翰海德在他的日记中写到说
My pride was touched.
我的自尊心受到打击
And I felt exceedingly angry.
他说我真的是非常的生气
I crushed the letter and threw it in the corner.
我就把信揉成一团扔到角落
Went up on the deck.
然后我就去到甲板上
But I knew the life the writer lived.
但是我知道写给我信的这位朋友他过的是怎么样的生活
And down in my heart I recognize he was right
然后呢这个朋友我知道他过了一个很圣洁的生活在我内心深处我知道他说的是对的
He said I stormed back and forth on the deck
然后就在那个甲板上气愤的走来走去
I'm a missionary going to India
我是宣教士我现在准备去印度
I am risking my life
我在冒着生命危险去那里。
And he's back in England where it's safe and comfortable.
然后他自己住在那个英国，过了很安全舒适的生活。
Who is he to say I have a problem?
他是谁？竟然告诉我我有问题
？I'm sacrificing a lot more than you.
我可做的牺牲比他多得多。
He said, somewhere inside I knew he was right.
但是呢，我内心的深处我知道他说的是有。
So he said, I began to pray.
然后我就开始祷告。
For God to reveal my heart. He began to pray Psalms 139.
然后他就开始其实就祷告诗篇139篇那一个。
He got to India.
然后到了印度。
And as he's walking to his mission,
当他开始到这个宣教的时候,
there is an uneducated, almost illiterate Indian street preacher.
然后呢，准备要去他那个宣教站的时候，在路上就碰到了一个没受过教育，基本上是文盲的这样一个印度的一个街头布道者。
And he is preaching that through the power of the gospel in our life.
他祷告，他讲到他所传讲的，就是说，通过在我们生命中福音的大能
，we can live in daily victory over willful sin.
我们可以每天过着胜过这个，就是这个意志上这个任意而为的这个罪。
We don't have to choose to disobey God's law.
我们不需要去选择说我们不顺服神的律法。
John Hyde said he stood at the edge of the crowd listening.
然后呢，这个约翰海德他就站在这个群众的外一圈，就听这个街头布道者在讲。
And he knew of an area of sin in his life that he kept falling back into over and over.
他知道他生命中有一个罪，就是让他不断的跌倒。
And he remembered the letter that had made him so angry on the ship.
他也想起来那个让他非常生气的那封来信。
And he said, "I began to pray."
然后他说，我就开始祷告。
And this is what he said he prayed.
这是他祷告的。
You must either give me victory over myself and my sin.
神啊，你或者是让我能够胜过我自己，胜过我的罪。
Or I'm getting on the boat and going back home.
或者我就坐船回家。
I will not preach the gospel if it is not powerful in my own life.
如果这个福音不是说在我的生命中都有大能，我不能去向别人去做见证，去传讲这个福音。
As I pray that.
当我这样祷告的时候
And I allow God to show me my heart.
当我允许神来显示我的内心到底是怎么样的时候
He gave me.
神呢就把这个真的是让我得胜
Now, I always hate to use someone's life as an example because then we are tempted to think, okay, so that's what it will be for me.
然后我有的时候就是讲这种故事，就是有时候会让有一种危险，就是我们觉得哦，那天我也是那样的。
Anybody leaving on a ship to India this afternoon?
今天有没有谁要坐船下午去印度
？Okay, so John Hyde's story is not going to be yours.
所以呢，约翰海德的故事也不会是。
That's important to remember.
要记住这一点。
You see, John Hyde went to be a great missionary.
这约翰海德他后来成了一位非常有影响力、非常有影响力的宣道士。
He did not become one.
他不是说成为一个。
In fact, he goes in 1792.
他是在1792年去的。
You have read the history of mission, you'll know that's the time William Carey goes to India.
你知道在那个时期也是那个威廉凯克里他也去了印度。
If you go to a library,
如果你去图书馆
that has mission biographies,
如果你会有这种宣教士的这个传记的话
there'll be a shelf like this on William Carey.
所以呢，那个书架上整个一层都是关于那个威廉克里的这个传记。
And I have found a little book about John Hyde.
但是呢，约翰海德他的传记就这么很薄的一个小册子。
He did not become a great missionary.
他不是说成为一个伟大的一个宣教士。
But God said to John Hyde.
但是神对约翰海德说
，I want you to become a prayer.
我想你成为一位祷告者。
William Carey was a great translator.
他是一个非常能干的一个翻译家。
A great writer, a great teacher, a decent preacher.
然后也是写一个作家，也是一个讲道也很好。
John Hyde was none of those.
哦，那是威廉克里是这些，
so、
就是翻译家。
One thing he could do was pray.
但是约翰海德这些都不善，都不行。但是他所做的就是祷告。
And manyHistories of missions in India.
但是很多的在印度的这些
include usually just one footnote.
就是他们的这个他们的很多就是宣教士会写他们会写一个小的一个脚注
that say many of the missionaries who had great revivals in India.
很多在印度带来大复兴的这些宣教士
gave credit to a Presbyterian missionary named John Hyde.Who was a really, really great prayer.
然后他们都把他们这个复兴的功劳都归功于约翰海德这位祷告者。
In other words, John Hyde had to come to a point of surrendering his ambitions as a missionary to a much different ambition that God had for him.
就是约翰海德到了一个地步，他得把他自己对于一个做宣教士的抱负，把他降服下来，一个不同的而跟随神对他的一个待遇待遇。
But do you understand that first ambition looked perfectly good?
你能了解到吗？他第一个他要去印度宣教，他那个抱负，那个看着也非常的棒。
Who's going to say you want to be a missionary? What a self-centered person you must be!
如果你说我要去做宣教士，没有人会说你是个多么自我中心的人呐、啊！竟然想去做宣教士，没人会这样说。
No, it sounds great.
这个大家是不是听的都很好
？Except that God showed him that his motivation in his heart was self-glorification more than serving God.
神呢？向他显示他做宣教士的他这个动机呢是自我就是自我抬高而不是说是服侍神
That's the enemy of our spiritual growth
那是我们属灵成长的敌人
This focus on self
这是一个就是专注自己的这样一个倾向
Galatians 5 says this
加拉太第五章这样讲
Walk in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the sinful desires of the flesh.
你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Spirit.
因为情欲和圣灵相争。
The desires of the Spirit are opposed to the flesh.
圣灵和情欲相争。
To keep you from doing the things you want to do.
这两个是彼此为敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Now, many, many Christians read that verse.
很多基督徒读到这一句。
And inside we say something like this.
在里边我们会这样说。
Yeah, that's true.
哦，那个是真的。
And it would be really, really nice if it were possible to do what he says here.
如果我们觉得，如果有可能真的能做到他这里面所写的，那真是太好了。
And to consistently walk in the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是持续不断的一直就是在圣灵里行走
That would be really nice
那真的是好棒
And some of us even get so far as to say You know what, I think I knew some people who have done that
我们甚至有些人会说哦，我知道有些人他们的确是做到了
I think probably Pastor Xi
可能许牧师是这样的
I think Mommy Schwartz was like that
我想妈咪做到了
When he gets very old, Pastor Joe will probably be like
that. 等到周牧师年纪大了，大概也就。
Well, we think you've got to be old.
首先呢，你必须得年纪很大。
But for me, you know, it's really not practical.
但是对我来讲，好像这有点不实际。
Here is what, as I'm moving from the disease to the cure, I want you to remember this.
当我们从这个疾病到我们的这个医治上，我想让你们记住这一点。
The life of Jesus,
主耶稣的生命
operating in us by faith,
在我们里边借着信心来成就
is supposed to be the normal Christian life.
那个应该成为我们一个正常的基督徒生活。
Many, many Christians have divided, it seems to me, life into at least three levels.
我觉得很多基督徒看我看的是大概是有三个不同的层次。
There's the life of the unbeliever.
这有一个就是有些人觉得有些这个是不信主的
Not even trying to obey God
甚至根本他们也不想顺服神
Then there is the normal Christian life they call it
然后他们就另外一个层次他们就称为这个是正常的基督徒生活
Some days I'm doing well and some days I'm completely defeated
有的时候我挺好的有些时候就完全的失败
Some temptations I can conquer and some I keep falling back into
有些试探的我能胜过，有些我就不断的在。
I want to please God, but I also really, really like to please myself.
我想就是讨神喜悦，但是我也很想讨自己高兴。
And that's normal.
那个就是一个正常的基督徒。
And then they have a level up here.
然后有一些基督徒认为最上边那个层次呢。
That just a very few saints.
只有很少数的这个圣徒、圣子。
Reach where they live in regular surrender and obedience to God, and they are fulfilled in doing it.
然后呢，他们就是真的就是很，就是基本上就是很正常的、完全的顺服神，然后他们成就了这个旨意。
I am convinced from Paul's writing.
但是呢，我确信从保罗的书信来看。
And from First John.
从约翰一书
that the normal Christian life,
这个正常的基督徒生命
that means the life of every one of us,
就是正常的基督徒的生命和生活，就是意味着我们其中的每一个人
should and can be,
应该也可以
a life of daily victory,
是一个每日得胜的生活
both outwardly and more difficult.
不仅是外在的更困难就是里边的一个每日的得胜
and the key word I want you to hear there is normal
我要你听到的这个里面的关键词就是正常的
in other words it's not just for a few special saints
不是说就给极少数的这种特别的圣徒
as hard as it is to believe Richard it's possible for you
那个 Richard 这个虽然这个好像很难相信，但这个对你是真实的，是可能的。
I shouldn't do that, should I?
pick someone you don't know.
No, I don't want to pick someone I don't know. I might offend them.
我不想，我找一个不认识，他说那个搞不好冒犯。
Always pick someone that has to love me regardless.
我必须找一个非常喜欢我，不管我说啥，他都不在意的。
Or at least have to pretend to.
或者假装不在意。
Look at Jesus' life.
我们看主耶稣的生命生活。
Did he have natural, normal human desires?
他有没有一个自然的、一个正常的、一个人的这种感受跟愿望呢？
And the correct answer is yes.
这个正确答案是。
Otherwise, you fall into heresy. So
你要不是的话，你就落入异端了。
Did he have genuine, real temptation?
他有没有这种真实的这个真正的我们像我们所面对的那种试探呢是的
Absolutely. Not supposed to talk about the Garden of Gethsemane during Christmas week. I know I'm out of season.
我知道现在是圣诞节我们是不是不应该谈这个克西马尼园
But one of the most powerful scenes in Jesus' life.
但是在主耶稣生命中一个最强有力的一幕就是
His Father.
如父啊
Let me tell you what I want.
我告诉你我想要的是什么
I want this cup to pass from me.
我想这个杯从我身边挪去
And I have commentaries that make that a very spiritual scene.
我有一些就是一些注经书就会把这个写的是非常的属灵
I don't think so.
我不觉得是
It was just a real human feeling, desire. I don't want the pain of the cross.
这就是一个很正常的一个作为人的感受，说我不想要十字架的痛苦。
We don't have to spiritualize it.
我们不需要把它属灵化。
As a normal human being, Jesus did not want to have to go through what he was facing.
作为一个正常，就是一个人，他不想是经历他所要面对的这些，他不需要经历的这些东西。
He would not have been truly human if he didn't have that feeling.
如果他没有这种感受，他就不是一个真正完全的人。
Nevertheless,
但是他说
and this is the normal Christian life.
这是一个正常的基督徒生活
Nevertheless,
但是他是对父神
right now today,
现在今天
not my will, but
不是我的心愿而是你的心愿
you hear the power of that prayer from Jesus?
你听到了从主耶稣这个祷告里面所出来的能力没有
my human desire is not to go to the cross.
我作为人我的愿望我不想去上十字架
But my desire to please the Father and do the will that he sent me for.
但是呢我的心愿我想要去顺服父神的旨意他差遣我所要来做的
matters more to me.
对我来讲是更重要的
than any of my own desires.
比我自己的任何我的意愿都更重要
and I am saying to you that that is to be our normal life
那应该就是我们的正常生活
in other words it is not that we go through life without any temptation
这个另换句话说就是我们经历人生不是说没有任何的试探
you see the problem is for most of us those people we put up at the top in that third level that we've created
很多人在我们所放在了那个最高层次的那些圣徒，
我们 don't think they're actually really human.
我们不觉得他们是真正的人。
We don't think they are tempted the way we are.
我们觉得不觉得他们是像我们一样受试探。
We don't think they face the same temptation.
我们觉得他们没有像我们那样面对这样的同样的试探。
And what I am saying is, yes, they do.
我想告诉你们的是，他们面对。
And for every one of us, we do.
对我们每个人都是这样。
We face the temptation to self-promotion, self-gratification, self-honor.
我们都面对这些自我满足、自我实现、自我抬高的试探。
We face the temptation to self-pity.
我们都面对了这个自怜的试探。
An old retired pastor called me this week.
这个星期呢，有一位退休的老牧师给我打电话。
I said, called phone ring. I said, how are you doing?
然后我的电话打过去，我说好，你怎么样
？First words，
第一个字。
He said terrible，
太糟糕了。然后一下子就一愣。
Okay，
我说 yeah, 好吧。
I said what's wrong？
我说出什么事了
？He said I am really being tempted to sin。
他说我很想我的试探就是我很想犯罪。
I said George，
我说乔治啊。
You're 82 years old.
你都八十二岁了。
What can you do?
你现在还能犯什么罪？
And he said, No, I'm serious.
他说我是很认真的。
I said, What's wrong?
我说出啥事了？
He said, I am being very tempted to self-pity.
他说我现在面临的试探就是我很想
就
觉得我好可怜。
I've lived my whole life in ministry.
我整个一生都是在服侍。
And now, I can't preach.
现在呢，我没法再讲道。
It's Christmas week.
现在过圣诞节了。
The week that I'm supposed to be leading a great service.
本来是我应该带领一个很好的一个很棒的敬拜。
I'm an old man stuck at home.
但是现在我却是一个老人家，就只能待在家里。
And I am tempted to feel sorry for myself. I feel like people don't appreciate me, and God owes me more.
然后呢，我的试探就是觉得别人大家也不感激我，然后呢，神好像也欠我的。所以呢，我给你打电话是想你跟我们祷告。我想你看到的就是。
He has walked with God long enough.
他跟神呢同行很久。
You know that every one of us faces temptations.
就知道说我们每个人都会面临试探。
He's not tempted to go chase women because he can't catch them anymore.
他不是想在外边去追逐女人，因为知道
they're faster than he is.
比你们跑得都比你们快。
But he is tempted.
但是他的试探就是
to a sin that Satan targets right towards him.
就是一个撒旦，就是专门是针对他的一个罪。
A sin that no one else will even see because it's just inside.
也没有别人会看到这个罪，因为这个罪就在里边。
But he wants to live.
但是他想要过的一个像基督的生活。
And so he's honest enough to call someone and say, I need prayer.
所以他就很诚实，他就可以打电话给他说，我需要祷告。
The normal Christian life.
对我来讲，那个就是一个正常的基督徒生活。
Jesus showed that kind of victory.
主耶稣向我们展示了那样子的得胜。
So how do we get there?
那我们如何能到达那个
And right here is where I've really debated what to do.
所以现在我不知道该怎么我在想我
starting this and I know I can't finish it today.
我开始这个但是我知道我今天讲不完。
And I'm afraid I will leave you with some confusion.
我就害怕我最后走给你们留下点让你们更加的混淆。
Even driving down here this morning, I was still trying to decide what to do.
今天早上在我开车来的时候我就想我到底该怎么做。
But I'm going to start it and I'm going to give you a couple little qualifiers.
我开始一点给你们一些小的一些建议，就是一些指标。
And then get as far as I can this morning.
我能讲多少就讲多少。
The first qualifier is this.
第一个这个就是一个小指标就是。
I am starting something that will be incomplete at the end of today.
所以呢，在今天就能结束。
So if it doesn't make sense to you.
所以呢，也许如果对你好像没道理的话。
Come back next time.
听你下次一定要再来。
And let me fill in some gaps.
让我把这个中间的空档给填满。
Okay. The second thing that I want to say.
第二点我想要说的是。
The Chinese isn't there.
Oh, really?
That's English.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't download the right version. Okay.
That's okay. Let's just talk.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I upload to the OneDrive, not this
one. And it's not on here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The second qualifier I want to give is this.
我想讲到真理的第三点就是
I'm using a term that I do not like.
我用一个词语我自己都不喜欢。
And I don't like it because it has been so misused so many times.
我之所以不喜欢这个词语呢，是因为它很多次被误用。
Death to self.
就是自死老我。
And it has been twisted and.Made it all kinds of crazy things.
就是已经被，就是也是说对自我死已经被扭曲，被讲成各种各样的事情。
And I don't like the term.
我也不喜欢这个，就是自死老我或者对自己死这个词。
However,
但是
the reason I'm using it is Paul uses it.
我之所以用这个，是因为保罗也用了。
And I consistently feel that using the terms from Scripture is better than coming up with something that I think might be better than Paul.
然后呢，我觉得
I'm pretty sure I won't do better than Paul.
我觉得就是用圣经里来的词语，比自己发明一个词语，自己觉得更好的词语，更有智慧。起码我不会说有一个词语比保罗用的更好。
So rather than change the term, I'm going to try. I hope today and the next time to kind of help you to understand what Paul means when he uses that.
所以当保罗说用那个自死老我或者对自己死的这个词呢，我就想要。让你们更清楚地明白这个词到底是什么意思。
I won't get to it today.
我今天不会讲得很深这边。
But don't let the term worry you yet. I'll talk about it the next
不要让这个自死这个老我这个词先让你开始焦虑啊！我下一次会讲。
But Paul uses the term and Jesus uses it.
主耶稣用了这个词，保罗也用了这个词。
If anyone would come after me.
如果有任何人想要跟随我。
Let him deny himself.
就让他当舍己。
Take up his cross.
背起他的十字架。
And follow me.
跟随我。
We have no idea what that means.
我们没有办法知道说这个词到底意味着什么。
The reason I know we don't know what it means is I hear Christians say things like this in small groups.
我之所以知道大家并没有真正知道这个词的意义在什么，就是在小组里有时候会听到基督徒这么讲。
My husband is such a cranky old guy.
天哪，我老公这个真是一个脾气怪的一个怪老头。
But I guess that's just my cross to bear.
我想那个就是我的十字架，我要背着这个十字架。
My children can't always leave their clothes on the floor and have to pick them up.
我的孩子总把衣服扔在地上，我天天得去捡。
It's just my cross to bear.
那就是我要背的十字架。
No, it's not.
那个不是你的十字架。
A cross.
一个十字架是什么呢
？Jesus knew very well.
主耶稣知道的非常清楚。
And everyone who heard him knew.
所有他的听众也都知道。
That a cross does not mean a child dropping their clothes on the floor.
十字架不是孩子总把衣服留在地上。
A cross is where you die.
十字架是你死的地方。
Jesus said, "If you want to be my disciple."
主耶稣说，如果你想做我的门徒。
Not, and this is important. Not if you want to be in some kind of third level, you know, special Christianity. No.
不是说你想成为那个第三层的最高级别的有基督徒。
If you just want to be my disciple.
如果只是想做我的门徒。
Step one.
第一步。
You must deny yourself.
你要舍己。
And die.
你要死。
Do you understand why there weren't thousands and thousands saying, pick me, pick me?
你知道为什么没有主耶稣说那主耶稣你招我呀招我呀我举手
Oh, they came to eat the food.
他们那个主耶稣五饼二鱼他们来吃的都
John 6 tells us there were 5,000 there to eat the food.
在这个约翰福音第六章说有五千人在场
But then when he tells them how much that food is going to cost them.
因为那是因为那个要当时的食物都还挺贵的
Die.
但是他们后来就知道说这个食物它代价是什么
Many turned away and never followed him again.
因为主耶稣告诉他们这个真正的要付的代价就是死很多人就转去 不再跟从主耶稣
Because that's a high price.
因为那是一个很高的代价
But here's what I'm wanting you to see.
我想要大家看到的是
Death to self.
就是
Dying as the disciple of Jesus.
就是作为耶稣的门徒，那个对自己死，自死老我。
It's the next step to experience the normal life that God intends for us.
就是 就是下一步，就是你如果要经历那个正常的基督徒生活，就是神所要让我们过的正常基督徒生活，那就是下一步就是要死。
A writer from England wrote here a few months ago.
有从英国的有个作者，他几个月以前写到。
He's writing about one of the cultural conflicts that our churches are dealing with.
他就在写现在我们的教会所面临的这个文化上的冲突。
And he says this.
他这样说。
The gospel demands everything of all of us.
这个福音要求从我们身上的我们所有的每件事情。
And this sentence really convicted me.
这句话真的是让我确信。
If anyone thinks the gospel has somehow fit into their life quite easily,
如果有任何人觉得这个福音可以很容易的，非常没有任何努力的，就是潜合到我们的生活当中
，without causing any major changes,
不需要对我们的生活有任何的调整。
It is likely they have not started following Jesus.
他们可能就根本没有开始跟随耶稣。
Isn't that a powerful statement?
那是不是一个非常有力的一个陈述呢
？If you think, he says,
他说你如果
the gospel has just kind of fit into the rest of your life.
如果这个福音可以就这样子进入到你的生活中间
，hasn't required any big changes.
不需要任何对你没有任何需要你做任何的调整改变。
You probably, he says, have not even started following Jesus.
你可能根本就没有开始跟随耶稣。
There's a reason why we use the symbolism of baptism.
所以这就是为什么我们要用洗礼这样的一个象征。
And it is not simply getting wet.
不是把自己弄湿的那个洗礼。
It is being buried.
他说这你是和主耶稣一同埋葬。
You go under the water as a symbol of death.
你这个被浸到水里是象征你的死。
And you come up a new person.
但是当你出来的时候是有新生的样式。
And you don't simply shake the water off.
你不是说受洗之后就摇摇头把这个水都给弄掉。
And you go back to your old way home.
你就回到过去的那个那样的旧有的生活方式。
In fact, Paul says it's impossible for you to do that.
保罗说那样子做是不可能的。
He said you're a new person.
你现在是一个新造的人。
How can a new person live like the old person did?
一个新人怎么跟一个旧人能活能一样的生活呢
？The old person has been buried.
这个旧人已经被埋葬了。
What he is saying to us is,
保罗对我们说的就是
if we're going to live the normal Christian life that God intends,
如果我们要活着一个神所就是对我们期待的一个正常的基督徒生活
it requires death.
这个就需要死。
And as I read through church history,
当我就是去看教会历史的时候
every theological tradition,
每一个那个神学的这个传统
Has understood that.
都了解这一点，都非常了解这一点。
It seems to me until we come to the 20th century in the West.
只有我们到了二十世纪的西方世界。
The first time I can find anywhere.
这是第一次在这个历史上。
That Christians thought.
基督徒觉得。
That God's goal for me.
神对我的这个目标就是。
Is to make me comfortable.
让我很舒适。
To make me wealthy.
让我很富有
to satisfy all my desires
去满足我所有的心愿
for the simple price of 10% of my income
只要我那个十一奉献我就可以得到这一切
we are the first people in the history of the church that ever had such a foolish idea
我们是那个教会历史上第一批有这样子这么愚笨的念头的人
let me give you some examples
我给大家一些例子
Charles Spurgeon, I didn't put this one up.
Yeah,
Charles Spurgeon.
斯布森说
A Baptist.
他是这个叫浸信会。
I have concentrated all my prayers into one prayer.
他说我把我所有的祷告都集中在一个祷告之上。
That I may die to self.
我就是对自己死。
And live wholly to Christ.
是完全的对主而活。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran.
就是那个汤霍华呢他是一个那个路德派的
When Christ calls a man
他说当主耶稣呼召一个人时
He calls him to come and die.
他是要他来受死。
J.I. Packer was an Anglican.
他是那个安利甘教会的这个巴克。
Jesus demands self-denial as a necessary condition for discipleship.
舍己是耶稣所要求做门徒的必要条件。
All of these
所有这一切
are talking about what it means to die to self.
这一切都在讲述说对自己死自死老我是什么意思
and all of them are saying this is just the normal life of the Christian
这些都告诉我们说这就是基督徒的正常生活
so what does this term mean and I'm going to get to the definition and then have to stop
那我这个自死老我对自己死到底是什么意思呢
in Paul
在保罗
And in Jesus' teaching to the disciples,
在主耶稣对门徒的教导中
the language of dying to self
就是对自己死自死老我
means a complete and total surrender of myself to God.
就是一个完全的一个绝对的对神的降服
One writer said it like this.
有一个作者这样说
It is the shattering of my self-will.
是我那个自我意志的一个破碎一个破灭
It is saying yes, Lord.
对神说是主。
With no resistance.
没有任何的犹豫，没有任何的拒绝，
no stubbornness.
没有任何的抵抗，没有任何的固执己见。
But a complete submitting of myself to His direction.
是把我自己完全绝对的降服于神所指定的方向。
And here's what I want to end with for today.
所以我今天结束是这样，要讲到这里。
Please come back.
请你下次再来
Because I know I'm leaving this kind of just a theory.
我好像现在讲到这里只讲到理论
And I want you to understand the practical aspect of it.
我想让大家能够了解这个实际的这个那一部分
So here's where I want you to, here's where I want to end today.
我今天结束的时候要讲
Comes from an Anglican theologian.
从一个就是安利甘的这样的一个背景的这个神学家
who helped me greatly in understanding this
他帮助我非常对我能理解这些有非常的帮助
he said this, I'm quoting him so I'll read it
所以他这样说
when he calls us to die
当他神呼召我们去死的时候
God is not wanting to destroy us
神不是要毁灭我们
but to cure the broken aspects of our nature that pull us away from His best purposes for our life.
是要把我们就是那个本来是要医治我们里边的那种破碎这种破碎是把我们带离出来神所要为我们预备的这个最好的道路最好的形象。
He says, every one of us is deeply loved.
我们每个人都被深深的爱着。
But,We are deeply bent.
但是我们也都是深，就是这种里面有一种根深蒂固的一种扭曲。
Our nature is twisted from what God wants.
神所本来对我们定的心意，我们已经被跟神的那心意完全的被扭曲了。
God is unbending us, putting us back to what we should be.
神好像就是在复原我们，把我们扭回来，扭回到我们。转回到我们应该成为的样子
Because he loves us
是因为他爱我们
And wants to make us complete
因为他想让我们完全
To be holy
要圣洁
Is to be complete
就是意味着你是完全的完整的
To be untwisted
就是本来你是被扭曲的被复原
So thatIt becomes natural for us to willingly obey God's call.
就是我们开始能够自然而然地回应神对我们生命的呼召。
I don't think I need to ask you for a show of hands in this question.
我问这个问题，可能不需要你们举手。
How many of you sometimes what you want does not match what you know God wants?
多少人我们知道
The answer is everybody
就是说我们想要的跟神想要的是其实是不是一个方向
A complete surrender of myself
是一个对神对我自己对神完全绝对的降服
Allows God to begin to align my desires with him.
就可以这样，可以让我的让神来帮助我，我的心愿跟神要的是相符合的。
Will there still be temptations? Yes.
会不会
Jesus had them.
如果这样，是不是还会面对试探呢？会的，主耶稣也面对试探。
But now my overriding desire.
但是现在我里边最主要的就是那个掌管一切的那个心愿，就是。就是他的意愿。
You see why I say that can be the norm, should be the normal Christian life.
你们现在了解我为什么说这个应该是基督徒的正常生活吗
？And why it becomes a much more rich and enjoyable way to live than a life of constant struggle.
你看这个是不是一个更加的一个丰富的，也是一个更加喜乐的生活，而不是过一个一直在挣扎的这样的生活，更让人喜悦呢
？All right, we're out of time.
我们那个时间。
Next time, I'll try to put this into how it looks in practice.
下一次我们来看这个在实际的这种实际的生活中是怎么样出怎么运行的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, as we come into this Christmas week.
亲爱的主，当我们来到要庆祝你降生的圣诞节的时候。
Thank you that you loved us so much.
谢谢你如此的爱我们。
That you entered our world.
你来到我们这个世界。
But you did not enter our world just to leave us the way we were.
你真的来到这个世界，不是就还把我们留在原来的境况当中。
You didn't even enter our world just so you could take us to heaven someday.
你不是把我们留在来到这个世界，就是有一天要把我们带到天堂。
You entered our world so that we could be made like you.
你进入这个世界，以至于我们可以更像你。
Thank you for that.
谢谢你。
Help us as we go through this week.
当我们这个要进入庆祝你圣诞节的时候。
To remember again the wonder of your gift to us.
真的是再次来回想，来纪念主啊，你这个礼物的这个伟大和这种稀奇。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
阿门。
阿门。